The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're trying to make me laugh.
They can tell when you're smiling on the radio, they say.
Mm-hmm. And we also have a special guest, Linda Abley. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Linda's with the First Time Home Buyer Program with the City of Scranton, the Office of Economic and Community Development. We are here to answer all of your real estate questions and discuss various real estate topics every weekend, Saturdays and Sundays. We talk about selling, buying, financing, appraising. We have a full-time real estate office in business over 40 years with 12-plus realtors on board. You can feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com. Well, you can call us toll free at 888-399-5225. That's 888-399-JACK.
Or 570-344-6724. Or stop by and visit us at
111 West Drinker Street in Dunmore, Pennsylvania at Dunmore Corners.
Or you can visit us at jruddy.com, that's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, to search our listings or the MLS. Linda Abley with the City of Scranton. Let's see if I have this right. In October of 1989 to February 2003, you were the rehab housing specialist.
That is correct.
In the finance department. And your tasks included you verified and approved income. And you did accounting for dispersing HUD home and other funds to approved applicants.
That is correct.
Okay. Then in February 2003 to April 2007, you were the labor inspector and construction coordinator.
Yes, that was a big change from the housing role that I was playing.
Sounds it.
Because I went from housing to the construction of huge projects that was going on in the City of Scranton at the time.
You were overseeing all phases of construction projects.
Right. Yeah.
All phases.
Yes.
Wow. And along with prevailing wage, payrolls, interviews, you prepared books, legal ads, bid out projects, and you prepare contracts for federal projects.
That is correct.
And then in April 2007 to November 2007, you became the director of housing. You oversaw and monitored all federal housing projects that included the City of Scranton's Home Buyer Program and Housing Rehabilitation Program.
Boy, you've worn a lot of hats over there, haven't
you? I sure do, and I still have my hard hat.
Boy, you know the business from the bottom up.
And then in 2007 to now, currently, you are the executive director of
The Office of Economic and Community Development. Home Buyer Program was created under the National Affordable Housing Act of 1990. The act was created due to inadequate progress that was being made, the amount of affordable sanitary housing for low-income Americans. Prior to the creation of the home program, Scranton basically relied on our Community Development Block Grant Program for our housing rehab. And we also had our rental rehab program. Prior to 1992 and the home program, we did not have a first-time home buyer program. So it was created in-house in 1992.
Did you, when it was created, did you have choices? Were there different programs available to communities?
Yes. Every city, state, county across the United States was provided HUD regulations for the home program. And we had two choices in creating the first-time home buyer program. And there was two possible ways we can do it. The first was to buy down the interest on bank mortgages, and the second was to match the person's down payment assistance and pay for their closing costs. The benefit for Scranton, we decided on the second choice. For this reason, many families that rent apartments that want to purchase a home can pay for their rent every month, but with no problem. However, they cannot save additional funding for their down payment of the home and paying for closing costs. So we felt that was a better choice to make.
It's a successful program.
Correct. Over the last 18 years, we closed on approximately 1,600 houses.
Wow.
And spent over $2 million of federal funds.
So it's a federally funded program.
Correct.
Okay. Every year, you're given certain, is it on a calendar year, a fiscal year? How do you get your funds? Does it change from year to year? Do you ever run out of funds?
The home program, we usually get approximately $600,000 a year.
Okay.
15% of that money has to go to a nonprofit housing organization for them to do a housing activity, such as Lackawanna Neighbors. They purchase a house, they rehab it, let abatement, and then they resell it to one of our first-time home buyers. The rest of the money is either goes to housing rehab or first-time home buyer program. The majority goes to the rehab because it costs a lot more to rehab a house than we are giving them subsidy in the first-time home buyer.
Okay. How many applicants do you think you receive during the course of a year for this program?
Currently, we are receiving maybe 150.
And how many are approved?
We may approve all of them, but maybe only 20 make it through the program.
What does the program entail?
Well, let me start with the application process, I guess. The first thing is you have to be income eligible, and you have to purchase the home in the city of Scranton. And there's income guidelines, and we only could fund people 80% of the median income for the city of Scranton. So a family of one is $31,650. Family of two, $36,200. Three persons, $40,700. Four, $45,200. And five people, $48,850. If you are under one of those categories, that would be the first step you'd have to look at. And we take complete family income. If you have a husband, wife with two children, it's a family of four. Even if you have a grandmother living in the house, she is also a person. You have to count her income.
So you would count her Social Security as income?
Yes.
Okay.
Total family income.
Okay.
Even if you had an aunt, an uncle, a friend, they are living in that house.
Okay.
They would not be on the note, deed, and mortgage, but they are living in the home.
Okay, so they'd be included in that total.
Correct. Correct. The second qualification is they have to want to live in Scranton. The house has to be located in Scranton. If you do meet those two eligibilities, you can contact OECD directly at 348-4216, extension 110. Or we have our application online at www.scrantonpa.gov. You go to OECD, Applications, First Time Home Buyer Program, and you print off the application.
Okay, now we were talking before, is it exclusively, if I owned a home 10 years ago or in the past, can I apply for this?
Well, when the program first started in 1992, you had to be a first time home buyer.
Okay, so I never owned a home ever.
Okay. However, in 1998, the government changed their rules. And the program came from a first-time homebuyer program to a homebuyer program. As long as you qualify for this program if you did not own two homes at the same time. So say you own a home right now, you're under one of these income guidelines, and you want to sell your house and purchase another house.
Okay.
Then you'd qualify.
Oh, I do qualify.
You
That's
cannot
good.
Own two homes at the same, time. Even if you closed that morning on your first house and closed on your second house, you'd be eligible.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
That was a good change.
I like
yes,
that
it
change.
Was.
Yeah.
That was a positive
That's
change.
Yes,
change.
It was. And even women that are displaced and owned a home, and as long as their name is not on the deed or anything, they'd also qualify.
Oh, good.
Oh,
so
okay.
There's a lot of, stipulations.
Okay.
My rule of thumb is, if you're not sure if you qualify, pick up the phone, call us, and we tell us your situation, and we'll let you know.
Yeah, because they were calling it the first-time home buyers. I would think that, you know, maybe I don't qualify because I did own a home at one time, but you're saying I do, so that's great. That's great.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're going to be heading towards a break, and before we do so, we're going to go over a listing at 1255 Rundle Street in Scranton. And this may qualify for an OECD applicant. The list price is $119,900. It's a two-unit. It's a double, so it's side-by-side, and it has a two-car garage. It's a 40 by 144 lot. Tony Blasi is the listing agent. He's with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. The good thing about this property is that all the utilities are separate. Separate electric, separate sewer, separate water. That's a good point when somebody was looking to live in a unit and rent out the other unit, which can help pay the mortgage. They don't have to pay that other unit's utilities. It's very well maintained, and it's in a beautiful neighborhood, and it's large yard, two-car garage offer, you know, great pluses to this property. Again, 1253-55 Rundle Street in Scranton, 119.9.
And the two-family may qualify for the OECD grant.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Two bedrooms on each side. That's nice. It's time for a short break. We will be back in a short bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. And we're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
I'm still here.
And Linda Abley from the First Time Home Buyers Program in the city of Scranton.
Hello.
Hello. And today, so far, we have discussed the OECD, the First Time Home Buyers Program. And we also, before break, described a listing, a two-unit, a double, side-by-side, on Rundle Street in Scranton. And at the break, we were talking about what portion of that two-unit would qualify for this program.
Certain homes, number one, the house must be located in Scranton. And the home, we like them to be single-family homes that are either vacant, owner-occupied, and new construction is also an option. Years ago, we did multi-units. However, over the years, when there's multi-units, every year we have to do the home inspection of the home, and we have to check everyone's income, and there's rent controls. And over the years, you know, staff deductions, we decided just to make it single-family homes.
But someone could still buy a two-unit or a multiple-unit dwelling, correct?
Yes, they can. But with our funding, we could only fund the portion the principal owner's going to, the principal resident's going to live in.
So, in other words, on a property such as Rundle Street, and we're going to use Rundle Street as an example because
it's a
why
two
not?
Family,
it's
yeah.
a two-family, and we talked about it before the break. And so the price is $119.9. And say somebody wanted to go through the OECD program, the first-time homebuyer program, they would need to, of course, their income, they would have to look at their eligibility and their income and see if they meet those requirements that are already in place. Now, if they do and they want to proceed, the portion of the property they pay, the $119.9, would be the side that they lived in.
Okay, we would only be looking at the side they'd be they'd be living in. And for closing costs, we'd only pay $2,500.
Okay.
Half. And for the down payment, we'd only pay half the
$3,500. Up to $3,500.
Well, correct.
Okay. Because the total is $7,000 on a single family residence.
Correct. So we would not be touching that rental property at all.
Okay.
And another thing you should think about, if it is even a single-family home and there are tenants living in there, when you're using federal dollars, you cannot kick anyone out of a home because that triggers the Uniform Relocation Act of the tenant. That means paying their rent for the next 3 years, moving expenses, and we're not getting into that.
No.
And I'm sure the new owners do not want to pay their relocation for the next 3 years.
I think they just used up all of their grant money and some.
So we discourage
multifamilies.
Multifamilies
with tenants, okay.
Or single family homes, and there's a lot of those out there that are being rented right now. So this is good information to know. I shouldn't even consider showing one of those properties to a potential first time home buyer in the city of Scranton, that house, if it's occupied, unless the seller has already made arrangements with that tenant for them to leave on their own.
Well, at closing, both tenant and owner has to sign papers saying who lived in there before, if there were tenants. They have to be notified that there were tenants in there, that they're getting moved out. There's federal dollars getting in there. There's a whole list of items when there's tenants in there.
So it should be vacated how long before closing? Who's to say?
Right.
Okay. All right.
As long as it's prior to closing.
Right.
Because after I'm the new owner,
I can't be responsible.
No, I can't put those people out.
Because the federal funds.
Right, but if they're out before I buy the property, it's okay.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, getting back to the application process, before the break, we also talked about the application process and what that entails. And you had mentioned that every person that is living in the property would have to give you their income to see if they qualify for this program.
Correct.
Okay. How do you keep people honest?
Yeah, we're not implying that anybody's dishonest here or would actually try to do anything.
But this opens a lot of questions.
Right.
Correct. And this is where I rely on realtors. I rely on the banks because you're seeing them in a different light than I am. When they come to OECD, they're saying, oh, it's my husband and myself. They're not telling me that grandma's living with them or a single woman. I have a lot, and this is great information for young people that are getting married, say, in a year from now. If a single woman is getting married, say, in a year, and she's low income, she could buy a house now. She could be engaged. And if she's income eligible, she could buy the house in her name only. But the rule of thumb is she has to be low income the day of closing or the day she moves in. So she can move in that house alone before she gets married. And then if she gets married in 6 months, that's fine, because she's already living in the home herself. But I have had many people, boyfriend, girlfriend, come in, and you know damn well, they're going to be living together. But these are things that you'd be picking up on the other side. If you see a boyfriend, girlfriend go looking for a house together, you should be very aware that that's a no-no. I should be taking his income also. So it's a group effort. And the one thing good about this program is when they come to OECD, we take their income, welfare, unemployment, Social Security, their pensions, their bank statements, child support, veteran benefits. I need their divorce decrees. Let me think what else. So I determine what their income is. And they get a conditional letter of intent that says how many people are going to live in the home and what their income are. After they receive this letter, then one of the stipulations in the program is they have to go to counseling, homeowner counseling classes. And one is at Neighborhood Housing Services over in Green Ridge Corners, and the other one is United Neighborhood Centers. And that's where they learn how to look for a realtor, what to look for in a house, what they could afford, the maintenance after they purchase the house, what the closing costs are, do they need a lawyer, the inspection service, you know, everything that goes along with home ownership.
From start to finish.
From start to finish. And that is one of the stipulations they need to go. They need a certification to go through this program.
How long is that program?
Yeah, how much classes do they have to go through before they get that certification?
If they're in a real rush, there could be a one-on-one, maybe 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure what Neighborhood Housing does. They may have 3 weeks, like one night a week. I'm not really sure. But they sort of fit the applicant.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But another good thing about this program, when they go to the bank for the mortgage, of course, when they come to OECD, they want to look poor. When they go to the bank, they want to look rich to get the mortgage. But they have to realize we get every single solitary piece of paper from the bank. So all their numbers have to match our numbers.
Correct. Right. So that's
it's
how
a
you
good,
monitor it. Okay.
Okay.
There
so
has,
the bank,
yes,
right,
yes.
The bank is looking at your W-2s and all
correct.
Of your checking and all of the information. Jackie, we have no experience with how much
information. Pension documentation.
Pension
everything.
Documents.
Yes.
Everything.
Every little thing.
They want to know everything.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that keeps them honest.
It's a double check.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good point. Because I was wondering how you possibly would be able to do that.
And so. Over the years, you know, you've caught one or two. But out of 1,600, I think we have a good record.
Well, I like the fact that this is a grant program, which means that, you apply, you're eligible, and then you get approved under the for the first-time homebuyer program in the city of Scranton. You have your approval from your office, right? It's a letter. You put it in writing. How long do you have to, is there a period of time that pre-approval is good for?
6 months.
Okay. So if you don't find a house in 6 months.
You just call us and we just have to look at your income. Bring more pay stubs in.
Okay. Update it.
Just
current.
Update it. Correct.
Okay. So you don't have to go through the whole process again.
It's not
okay.
Now, if it goes a year, or a year and a half, yes, we make you fill out a whole new application.
Okay. Well, that's a good move. Grant. A grant doesn't have to be repaid unless.
That's right. That's what I was going to ask. That's a good one.
Now,
okay.
You
took my question.
I'm sorry.
Hey.
I read minds.
Yes, you do. Oh, I know it. I went to, I went to mind reading school and I failed. Anybody who's married understands that, okay?
But and I went to mind reading class and excelled.
That's your dish.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
Under the
you.
Home program, there's an affordability period. If someone gets $15,000 and under, it's a 5-year affordability period. So under the first-time home buyer program, we're giving up to 12. It depreciates 20% every year.
So I have to stay in the home for 5 years?
Yes and no.
Oh, okay. All right.
We are the second lien holder on the property. The bank, of course, the first mortgage is the first lien holder. We are the second. If you live in the home 5 years, it depreciates over 20% every year. It washes away. We usually keep in contact with them. After 5 years, we send them a letter. You know, if your lien is up, we'll satisfy your lien.
Okay.
If you die, sell out, do not use that home as your principal residence, we get paid back. Sometimes I send them, every year we send them a postcard. Are you still using this as your principal residence? I tell them at closing, do me a favor, fill it out, send it back, or I'll come looking for you. And I do. And there was one or two over the years that has moved out that had to be paid back. But on the whole.
Oh, wow, really? Mm-hmm. Only one or two. See, I would think it would be a lot more.
No.
Okay, so you don't have
probably a- in this program, people are working harder to find to own a home. And this means a lot more to them than maybe other people with a lot of money.
Good.
So
it's not abused.
That's great.
No, I don't think it is.
Good. Wonderful. That is good news. Well, I think it's a wonderful program, and I'm delighted you came in here to talk to us today about it. And there's so much to it. And, you know, as a realtor, we like to make sure that we have all the information at our disposal and that we can guide people when they're purchasing a home. And I always say that in the city of Scranton, there are so many good properties available for sale and so much supply to choose from that somebody, a first-time home buyer, should at least think about purchasing a home in the city of Scranton, because your money can go a lot farther.
Yes, it does. Your money goes further in Scranton, absolutely.
Than in an outlying area. So thank you, Linda. We appreciate you coming in, talking to us about this program
today. My pleasure.
Would you be willing to come back at a future point to discuss some things we didn't get to cover today?
I would love to.
Okay, because you've just been a great source of information for us and very helpful to us today. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Before we close, we are going to go over a listing.
A listing that we have, it's at 224 West Drinker Street, which is actually up the block from our office. I was at this property this morning, and you can see it from the front of our door. You just walk up the block.
Our office is our Century office is 21.
Jack Ruddy, 111 West Drinker Street in Dunmore. This property is 224 West Drinker Street. It's listed for $154.9. It's three bedrooms, 1.5 baths. It's got a modern kitchen and bath. It's got a newer roof, replacement windows, electrical updates, newer gas hot water heater. It's got when you walk in, it's got a nice tile entry, a walk-up attic for storage. Actually, I was talking to a guy about this house, and we were discussing the possibilities of the third floor. Has the master bedroom and an office area off to the side. Awnings are included. It's got a deck, a shed, an above-ground pool. It's a nice lot. The lot is 60 by 150. And it goes back pretty far. It's got that nice deck off the back of the house. It's got a rounded front porch. It's got a lot of curb appeal. It's a very nice house. That's 224 West Drinker Street, and it's $154.9.
It's a pretty house. It just reduced to $154.9.
Oh, okay. That's a nice house.
Thank you, Pat. And the tip for this weekend, if you want to head out on Sunday, November 14th, the realtors are putting on a spaghetti dinner. The proceeds will benefit ARC of Lackawanna County, and ARC is dedicated to serving children and adults with developmental and intellectual disabilities. So it's a good program to support. Realtors from the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, the volunteers of the Community Service Committee, will be hostessing and serving. And
right. So all the realtors are going to be your waiters.
Right.
And that's like we wait on you all the time. We'll serve you food too. We don't care.
Why not? That's and they right. do work in the kitchen too, helping with the prep. And it's going to be held at Mariano's in Jessup, 414 Church Street in Jessup. The hours of the spaghetti dinner are 12 to 5. Tickets are available for adults, $8, $5 for children, and anyone under 10 is considered
a
child.
So I get to eat dinner for $8?
Yes, you do.
I love it. Every year we go, the food is good, too.
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful sauce. And takeouts are available. So if you don't feel like getting dressed up and going out, you can
You don't want to cook. That's what my wife makes for dinner, reservations.
Absolutely. No interest in anything else. Okay, that concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker with Jackie Ruddy, Pat Devaney, and Linda Abley. Thanks again, Linda.
Thank you for having me.
And Pat and I are from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. If you have any questions during the week, please feel free to
call us. You can call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225. Or you can email us at questions@jruddy.com. Or you can visit us at 111 West Drinker Street in Dunmore. That's at Dunmore Corners. We're right behind the FNCB Bank parking lot. Right there. Big sign. You can't miss us.
Or you can visit us at jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com to search our listings or the MLS. Thanks for listening and have a marvelous weekend.
All All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.